This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Landis. I'm Mark Magnuson. Producer voices are important, and they can yield results. We will hear more with Ethan Lane, the Senior Vice President of Government Affairs with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, next.
Every farmer knows a strong season starts long before the planter rolls. At Landis, our agronomists are here to help you choose the right seed for your fields and protect it with Acre Edge seed treatments that give your crop a stronger, healthier start. And with flexible financing options, it's easier than ever to plan ahead, manage cash flow, and capture early season savings. Talk with your local Landis agronomist today and plant with confidence.
Ethan Lane, the Senior Vice President of Government Affairs with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, tells the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network at NCBA's CattleCon in Nashville that Iowa producers are numerous and active at the conference.
You know, I'm always amazed. I get to come to Iowa once or twice a year. I always love the hospitality, but I always love the fact that Iowa producers are in every conversation. I mean, they show up, they have their notebooks in hand, they've talked through what they want to do. They're certainly in every meeting in this building. Iowa cattlemen are everywhere here, engaged. They're at the microphone, they're asking questions, they're putting policy forward, and they're driving the agenda on a bunch of issues.
New World screwworm is one of the primary top-level issues for producers in the southern United States. And while New World screwworm has been isolated to Mexico thus far, producers in this country are very concerned about the spread of the parasite and the potential of NWS crossing the border. Despite the distance from Iowa, Lane says that Iowa producers need to continue to follow the spread of screwworm flies north and their potential impact on the United States.
I think what we see anytime there are extraordinary circumstances in the U.S. cattle and beef supply chain is that cattle move differently, and choices are made on where to send calves, and you know where things can be processed that are going to meet value-added program specifications or whatever else. And that is always going to come through Iowa in one way or another. There are too many high-quality cattle being produced in the state of Iowa for that to not be a player in those conversations, whether that just be price implications from that, right? Or differences in supply of cattle or where they're coming from. But certainly, I mean, I buy beef from a farmer in Virginia, and what he does in harvest and process there goes to Iowa.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.